USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Federal judges in two states have made vastly different rulings on abortion medications.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Department of Justice will appeal the decision by a judge in Texas that halts the FDA's approval of mifepristone while reviewing another in Washington state that says the Food and Drug Administration must ensure that abortion drugs remain available in at least a dozen states that sued the agency. The government has 7 days to appeal the ruling. Vice President Harris says the Biden administration will do all they can.
There is no question that the president and I are going to stand with the women of America.
A lawsuit by an anti-abortion group argued that the five-year approval process for the drug was rushed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nashville City Council members say a vote could happen as early as Sunday to reinstate expelled Representative Justin Jones. He was thrown out of the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville school shooting. One council member criticized the state vote for not considering the 140,000 people who voted for Jones and called it a, quote, terrible precedent. A mall in Newark, Delaware is closed for the night following reports of a shooting. Delaware State Police are conducting a criminal investigation at the Christiana Mall, which is the largest shopping mall in the state. The mall was evacuated and there is no word on injuries. Railways are getting a new look at handling safety.
Federal regulators are calling on railroads to reevaluate their placement of train cars following an increase in derailments. The Federal Railroad Administration issued a safety advisory saying railroads must prioritize proper train makeup to maintain safety, prevent accidents, and optimize train performance. The order does not force railroads to act, but it's part of a push by the federal government to bolster train safety following the toxic train derailment in Ohio. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
There's a move going on in many school districts across the country to shorten the school week to 4 days.
Some districts say the shortened week is a perk to try and attract new teachers, but Jeannie Stone of the education nonprofit Commit Partnership says it's not good for the students.
36 fewer days with their peers, 36 fewer days to be counseled by advisors, 36 fewer days to learn.
Or for working parents
who need to work on Fridays, this is going to be difficult for them to be able to have supervision for their children.
A handful of districts in Texas and other states are trying the shortened weeks. I'm John Schaefer.
The delayed Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet is set to begin filming this summer. The project was first announced back in 2020, but was delayed indefinitely earlier in the year. The film, reportedly titled Going Electric, will center on Dylan's decision to embrace the electric guitar, a move which alienated many of his original fans. The biopic's director also confirmed Chalamet will sing all of Dylan's songs himself. The Super Mario Brothers movie is smashing the competition. After pulling in $55 million on Friday, the movie earned more than $135 million domestically since its Wednesday debut. Another rainy day at the Masters. Third round play was halted at 3:15 Eastern Time at Augusta National. Brooks Koepka has a four-shot lead. He is through six holes in his third round. Jon Rahm is in second place, also through six. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.